USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are the highest in almost a month. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up to $4.19 a gallon. The price jumped 4 cents a gallon over the weekend, and it's now within a penny of the national average 1 month ago. Prices fell through much of April, but have gone up almost every day for the past week. Homeland Security is asking Congress to fund additional border agents in preparation for a spike in illegal immigration. Yolanda Raymond, the mayor pro tem in the Texas border town of Eagle Pass, is among the growing number of Democrats who are urging the White House to keep in place a public health rule which has been used to expedite deportations. The White House expects the border could see between 10 and 20,000 illegal immigrants a day when what's known as the Title 42 border health rule ends. USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click apply. Answer a few questions and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control. And you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Police are searching for a corrections officer who participated in an inmate escape in Alabama. The officer and inmate disappeared together on Friday while the officer was supposed to be taking an inmate to a mental health evaluation. Now law enforcement has issued a warrant for the missing corrections officer for permitting or assisting an escape. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton says it's unclear if the officer, Vicki White, was coerced into participating.
Now, whether she did that willingly or if she was coerced, threatened somehow to participate in this escape, not really sure, but we know for sure she did participate.
The NFL wants to move a racial discrimination case by former Miami Dolphins coach Brian Flores out of court. Flores is suing the league in which he alleges systematic race-based discrimination in the NFL's hiring practices, when they fire coaches, and in its conditions of employment. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Researchers continue to learn more features about Saturn.
Saturn's largest moon, Titan, features some very Earth-like landscapes, lakes, rivers, canyons, sand dunes. However, these geological formations on Titan are made of entirely different materials. Instead of water, it's liquid methane that flows through the rivers, and instead of sand, it's hydrocarbons that blows into dunes. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A reporter asks Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis what he thinks about the influence of countries like China after Florida's government took action to punish Disney for opposing the state's Parental Rights in Education Act.
I don't think the whole Disney flap is really making much of an impact, although I will say Disney has done a lot to partner with the Chinese Communist Party and really has made a fortune over there without raising a peep about any of their atrocities. China is the number one geopolitical threat that this country faces.
A New York City union wants more to be done to keep criminals off the streets following a meeting with Mayor Eric Adams over a new summer crime-fighting strategy. Adams meeting with precinct commanders over the weekend to discuss strategies to bring down the rising crime. The head of the captain's union calling the meeting productive, but also said the real issue of crime increase was not discussed. He alluded to prosecutors not prosecuting certain crimes and state bail reform laws. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.